from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. Heroes are commonly anonymous in their daily lives, but eventually some of their good deeds get recognized. In 2023, Rick Ramirez, a team lead in YPG's maintenance test branch, helped a Yuma police officer apprehend a suspect. He was honored in a surprise ceremony at his workplace well over a year later. So you and your wife were out to brunch on a Saturday.
On a Saturday, yes, sir. We come up on 16th and 4th, looked over towards the Taco Bell there on 4th, and saw the officer kind of struggling with the suspect. So I cut through the traffic. I looked back, make sure there was nobody coming, and at the time I had a Jeep, so I just kind of jumped the curb, went through that dirt lot. Asked the officer because I didn't want to get involved if he had it under control, and he said no, he needed assistance. So assisted getting the suspect handled so he could cuff him up. And then once that happened, a squad of cars pulled in there. I said, well, these guys, he's got plenty of backup now. So we went on about our business and had our brunch.
No, I know. The police wanted to recognize you, and they said you slipped away, and they had a little bit of a time trying to find you again.
Yeah, they got good detectives, I guess. Really, I had no idea, and it's been so long, so I thought this whole event was for Miss Hobbs. I was in town yesterday. I said, well, maybe she wants to talk to the guys on the floor or something, give some Ralph speech. So they had us move the bleachers in, and we got a cover-up, so nothing that's classified on the vehicles is shown. Okay, not a big deal. Let's get it done. And then I started coming in, and I saw those guys. And I was, oh. They started shaking my hand. That's when I realized, oh, I guess it's for me.
So it was the YT commander, the YPG commander, the mayor of Yuma, the police chief of Yuma, the officers that you met that fateful day.
Yes, sir.
What went through your mind when you saw those folks?
I was like, oh, okay. I started placing it together and said, okay, now I understand what's going on. But it was nice to get some recognition, and it definitely was. I'm sure it was hard for them to find me, but I don't know how they did it. But they were able to, and it's definitely a surprise.
Now, you've worked here for the past 16 years.
Yeah.
Tell me about what you do at YPG every day.
Well, every day, we come in, got a great group of guys that work here. About half of them are prior military, so a lot of camaraderie with that. Started on the floor, working my way up. They talked about went to Alaska several times. I think one time down in Panama, I was up there for 8 months, or down there for 8 months. So I did my little tours, proving myself, and now I'm in a lead position. So
you're the lead for the wheeled vehicle section.
Correct. Wheeled and TDA, which are the facility vehicles. So YPG owns a M1 tank or a Bradley. I'm in charge of those as well.
You have to maintain them and fix them.
Maintain them, service them, and repair them. Yes, sir. Well, myself and the group of guys that are under me.
Now, I've heard tell for a long time that some of the repairs you do here are not what you'd ordinarily expect to see at a test center. There's depot level work that you guys do sometimes.
At times, yes, sir.
During your time here, you saw YPG at its very busiest. 2011 was the busiest year, and wheeled vehicles were a big part of that.
Yes, sir. We were working 6 days a week, sometimes seven. Back then, we weren't restricted to 60-hour work weeks. So we were putting some hours in. I think the first tour down to Panama, we took one of the strikers, which we don't have strikers here anymore. So we're down there for that one too. But yes, definitely I've seen its high side and its low side. And I think we're starting to come back up again.
You're a Marine Corps veteran, and you were stationed at MCS Yuma. How familiar were you with YPG back in those days when you were in active duty?
I didn't have a lot of interaction with YPG. I knew that when we stopped at Senator's Wash, we could stop and get some beverages here at the 7 Day store. But that's about it. I would see it at distance, but because everything's off the road, and I never had a need to come on post. So I never knew what happened here. as you know, as the years go on, then you start realizing, you start doing the air shows, you know, that's what YPG has to offer. And over time, that's what attracted me. Hey, you know what? As a veteran, you want to have the best when you're in the field, in theater. So maybe I can help do a little bit of my part too, for the next generation that has to go into combat.
You've been here quite a while now. You expect to be here a little while longer?
My goal is about 13 years. I'd like to leave here at 65. Have my wife retire at 63, and that way we can kind of travel together and not have to be at home till she decides she wants to retire. We can retire and go see some more of the states.
Hey, Rick, it's an honor to talk to you today.
Thank you. It's an honor for me to talk to you as well, sir.
When it comes to defending life and property, few jobs are more heroic than that of the firefighter. Somerton native and COFA High School graduate Raul Carlos has worked at YPG's fire department since 2020, but never intended to make firefighting a career. Had you heard of Yuma Proving Ground while you were growing up in Yuma?
You know what? I did not. I grew up in Somerton, Arizona, and I knew about MCAS, didn't have an idea that YPG existed.
How'd you get into firefighting as a profession?
So it's funny, actually, when I was in college, I was looking at the different electives that they offered, and the Fire Academy was one of them. And so before that, I worked for the school system. I was there for about 5-6 years, and I was taking college classes at the time. So I looked at it, and basically I chose the Fire Academy as a way to kind of test myself.
And you didn't start at Yuma Proving, though. You were with Rural Metro for several years.
I did. I worked for Rural Metro for about almost 4 years.
How'd you first learn about Yuma Proving Ground, having opportunities?
So I had a couple of my now coworkers at the time when I was working for Rural Metro. They worked there, and they were there for kind of a short time, and then they kind of came out here. And so as they came out here, that's how I heard about Yuma Proving Ground.
What's the shift like for a firefighter at Yuma Proving Ground? How many days on, how many days off?
Usually for our shifts, we do 48-72, so we're on for 48 hours, 2 days, and we rest for 3 days, 72 hours.
And you're on post those whole 48 hours?
You're on here 48 hours. Mm-hmm.
And you don't respond to just emergencies on post. You could be all over in the vicinity of Yuma Proving Ground.
We usually have what they call it a mutual aid. So we will respond on base and the surrounding area around Yuma Proving Ground, and that's to help our counterparts, you know.
But it could be on the highway, it could be at Martinez Lake, Senator Wash, all over the place.
Yeah, and that's one of the beauties with this career is you don't know where you're gonna go, you don't know what time, you know, you're gonna get a call.
Now, you've had some other collateral duties as part of being a firefighter. Like, I hear our friend Sparky the fire dog counts on you, for instance.
Yes. So, if I'm on shift, I'm usually the one to put on the Sparky suit, you know. And, I mean, I always volunteer myself for it.
You put on your full battle dress, for instance, in things like the Army Birthday Run.
Yes. So, that day, I, you know, like I've told my coworkers, I like to challenge myself, and in a way, I like to represent the department. So it is a challenge because the extra gear, but, you know, I wouldn't change it.
But we're talking about your bunker gear, the oxygen tank, your helmet, mm-hmm. the whole, I mean, how many linings are in that suit anyway?
So the suit is usually made out of two linings. You have the outer shell and then the inner shell, which is what kind of retains the heat.
But you're running 3-5Ks while wearing all that stuff?
Yep. And I mean it takes a lot of effort, you know, and a lot of preparedness as well.
Now, not only for the Army birthday, for instance, you came in here on your day off, and the commander of the post wanted to give you a challenge coin mm-hmm. at the cake cutting ceremony, but you weren't there because you just come in on your day off to do the run.
Yeah, so that was my day off. Usually about an hour. Usually it takes me about an hour to get out here. And yeah, so I had no idea that the commander was looking for me, you know.
Was it a surprise when you came by the station and coined you?
But when I heard of it, I had no clue that I was, you know, he was there to recognize me for it.
Now you've been here about 4 years. You must like it a little bit.
I do. You know, best 4 years I've had so far.
In fact, you're going to stay a whole career?
I plan on staying here, you know, the full ride.
Hey, Rebel, it's really good talking to you today.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.